Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
It's no intruder alert, but I was keeping my mic muted just in case because apparently my dog Tybee, he's got some kind of a feud going on outside the studio with those, as he calls them, those no-good chipmunks. Or he calls them something like that. Anyway, good evening. Welcome once again to Madam Perry's Salon, the podcast that loves you. I am your host, your cruise director and spiritual advisor, Madam Perry, but you can just call me Jen, Jennifer, JP. Well, only musicians call me JP. But anyway, I am just so happy you're here listening. I just want to say thank you so much because I took about a month off around Christmas and you still subscribed, you still downloaded episodes, and you just kept the numbers looking good. And I hope that means that I am continuing to bring you entertainment and information that you want. And let me tell you what I got coming up soon. Let's see, tomorrow night. Well, you know, March. Well, you may know if you're part of the steampunk movement, if it's a movement. March. Second weekend of March is Wild Wild West Con in Tucson, Arizona. I went there last year and gave a presentation or a panel on how to start your own podcast. And I'm going back this year. I don't know which of my presentations they've accepted yet. I put in three, but they seem to feel like I'm still going, so I'm doing something. So tomorrow night, I'm going to have some of the folks like James Breen, who manages the panels and also is the owner of Dreadnought Radio. Sarah Nethery, James Nethery, they're a couple. They're both makers, very creative and talented people, very popular in the steampunk world. Also, Karen Thomas, and she also has her own festival, but she'll tell you about all about that tomorrow night, too. And then I think next week we'll have another show of some more of the people from Wild Wild West Con. If you haven't gone or haven't thought about it, it takes place in a old town, Tucson, which is like a little cowboy town. It used to be used for television and movie sets. Now it's available to the public, you know, just to go like a family entertainment attraction. And like I said, I went the first time last year, had an absolute ball, and I knew I'd be going back every year that they would let me back in. It was just great. So yeah, so checking that tomorrow night. Wednesday night is the author Denise Alexander Pyle and her book The Power of One. And there's one, and then parentheses beside that is zero. And she has very interesting interpretations of, the Ten Commandments and things in the Bible. Really brings them to you, into your life, in case people think that that's something that they don't understand or something hard. She really brings it to you, or I would say introduces you to it in a deeper, more meaningful way. It's just pretty much from what I read so far, and I haven't finished the whole book, it really gives you a closer relationship with the Ten Commandments, and that's a good thing. Also, then on March the 4th, are you ready for this? A woman named Brandi Stillwell, I have been following her for a long time. She works for Warner Brothers, but she writes for DC Comics, and she's got her own comic book coming out called The Sasquatch Detective, and I've been posting pictures of it on Facebook. And so she's going to be on here to talk about the Sasquatch Detective and the comic book, and I am excited about that too. So that's lots of good stuff coming up. And remember, I always like to hear what you've got to say. So you can always find me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and let me know what you like or what you want to hear, because you've all been very you've been very vocal about that, and I really appreciate it. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a show where I mostly played music, and I like when you let me know that you like things, because I want to make sure that I'm giving you the entertainment. Whether it's new things, like my friend Mimi in Asheville, she always says that, you know, and Crystal, they buy new books or new music because they are introduced to different people on the podcast. I like that, and I want to keep doing it. Remember, you can always call in and talk to us too. The number is 646-716-9922, and that's a toll-free call inside the continental U.S. And I also want to give a shout-out to my girl, Joy Barge, and I am trying so hard. She's a very talented woman, singer, writer, hilarious. I've been trying to talk her into doing a podcast or coming on here with me. Maybe I can sweet-talk Joy Barge into it. I don't know. But tonight's guest has been on here before, and I played a song of his 2 weeks ago on here, and I had to get him back. He was only on part of a show, I think back in the fall. I had to get him back tonight because so many people wrote to me and said how much they enjoyed the music and wanted to know more about him, who he was, where to find his website and stuff. And so, hey, here he is. I want you to welcome once again back into Madame Perry's Salon, musician Todd Barrow. Todd, welcome back.
Hey, so good to be back with you. Oh, I couldn't wait. What a great show you have.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here. And the thing about getting you here, and I'm so grateful to you for putting me in the schedule, is that I realized when we booked this, but I realized even more this week and last week checking your schedule, if I hadn't gotten you in here tonight, I might not have had a chance until September, because you've got quite a schedule coming.
Yeah, it's been busy. It keeps getting busier, and I was on the phone with a record company representative before we were able to connect, and I said, "Look, I've got to go. I've got a show to do, an interview. I'll talk to you soon." So, and that's with the Universal Music Group, and I said, "Hey, this show's been very important to me." So.
Oh my gosh! Thank you.
Absolutely.
You understood if you just texted and said, "Hey, I'm on the phone with business people, with music business people," but thank you.
Well, like I discussed with this one of the CEOs, I said, you know, the fans are important, the music's important, you know, and he said, absolutely. He said, go for it. Keep them entertained. Keep them happy. You know, do what you got to do. I said, okay.
Yeah. That's somebody that, yeah, they know the business. You know, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell clients, you know, I'm an entertainment publicist. And like I tell clients, look, when I just worked on projects, did publicity on projects for HBO documentaries and Feld Entertainment,
they didn't care.
If it was the New York Times or a little local paper, everything was important. Everything I got carried equal weight with them and mattered, because you're still reaching people. You're getting getting info and the entertainment out there to people. And like I said,
yeah,
you've got so much going on. Starting like today's what, the 19th, and or today's the 18th. You've got something going on. Let me look at your website. You're getting the 23rd Camp House concert in Nixon, the 26th in Denton. That's my husband's name,
mm-hmm.
by the way, Denton. Got a lot more going on than you've got. I think you just probably haven't had time to. And then also coming up, and we may talk more about this later, you've got the Texas Country Music Association event.
Mm-hmm.
You've got and that's on February 27th.
Right. Yeah, they keep me busy.
And then the East Texas Country Music Festival in well, that's in July, but still you got a lot going on. I'm so excited and so proud for you. And you've got new music for us tonight, don't you?
I do. I couldn't wait to get it to your listeners. It's a very popular tune playing in a lot of radio stations, even in the UK right now.
Oh, that's sweet. Now, that's really nice. The UK, they love American country music, don't they?
They do. They're hungry for it. I have a lot of fans in the UK. I've learned to discover they want more country. They love the sound. They love what the message, and very supportive, very, very loyal fans.
And, yeah, because I was I accompanied my husband when he was on a business trip there, and, maybe 15 to 20 years ago, and he met up with some musicians, and he would go to the bar, you know, to the little clubs and play, sit in with some at night and play. And, yeah, they love, they go going, oh, good, you're American. You know, do you know any Skinnered?
Mm-hmm.
You know any?
Of course.
Oh, that's great, great. You know this? And they really, really dig it. They knew it well, too. So now, so you're going to be playing a lot this summer. Are you getting out of Texas, though?
You know, actually, I didn't give you this info, but I have a friend he's with Country Music Vibe, which is an amazing blogger and journalist and radio station booking agent. You know, you name it. Well connected with all the big names. He has taken me on, wants to promote my stuff and invited me into Nashville. He has a real big pulse in Nashville. So I'll be in Nashville actually on March the 16th at the Two Old Hippies, which is a big popular venue there in East Nashville.
Which one is it?
It's what? Called, I'm sorry.
What venue?
Two Old Hippies.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Yeah. I saw that on your website. That's right, Two Old Hippies.
Two Old Hippies. Yeah, and it's a great, a popular tourist site, and not a lot of artists get through there from Texas, and I happen to be approached to get the opportunity to go there, so I'm excited. Yeah, to get into Nashville.
That is so cool. And then you're going to be, let's see, so after Two Old Hippies in Nashville, then you're going to be Pioneer Saloon Dallas, Carousel Lounge Austin, then, was it May 3rd? Something like that. It's Fort Worth. I mean, you've got Austin, Fort Worth, Irving.
Yeah, the Mayfest, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard to keep up.
Well, take care of yourself, okay? E-Rock, healthy. That's one thing I notice about a lot of the younger musicians that I talk to. They're really, really conscious about taking care of themselves physically when they're on the road, and I think that's good, too, because, you know, when we love you, we want you around.
Well, you know, your body tells you when it's time to you know, slow it down. It's time to go to bed. And take your vitamins.
Yeah, like when, and guys, if you go to Todd's website, it's toddbarrowmusic.com. That's it. ToddBarrowMusic.com. He's got so many great pages on there on his website. You've even got one page called Cooking and Travel, one called Hunting and Fishing, and yeah, on the oh my gosh, the pictures and on the cooking and travel. I like this January calling for a big warm bowl of minestrone soup with melting parm and heavy-handed drizzle of kale pesto. It told me so. All right. You see.
You know, I dive into all kinds of stuff. You know, as an artist, you try different stuff, different recipes and yeah.
I used to have a TV show in Atlanta back in the late 80s, early 90s, and sometimes I would have musicians give us their road recipes and stuff, but they didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, probably not like Frito pie, you know, with chili and cheese. And I mean, I get it. I understand the road food.
Yeah,
stress me. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah.
One girl said something about it. She goes, yeah, well, when our van breaks down, well, when it's overheated, well, we just get a pot and some water and put it on the engine and put the ramen in there when the ramen explodes.
The ramen. There you go. I tell you.
The road.
That's awesome. Nourishing
well,
the soul.
Honestly, so but now before you, I'm so glad you're going to let me play some brand new music. Since let's see, what was it? 2 weeks ago we played Just Like Whiskey, and that's still
uh-huh.
one of my favorites. You're going to let me play some new music called Down on the Farm. And
yeah.
You,
yeah. Yeah. Lonnie Ratliff, he's a very popular producer in Nashville since probably back in the 80s, and a songwriter. And he's been pitching me some songs and things and saying, hey, would you be willing to do my stuff? And I said, sure, let me listen to it. When I heard this song, I said, I have to do this one. It's just... The story and the music and everything about it is amazing. And I said, Lonnie, I'll be happy to do it. So Down on the Farm, my first one of his stuff with BMI.
All right. Well, I am going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and play it now.
Yeah, I'll play it for him. Yeah, sure.
Let's get to it. And this is Down on the Farm.
Betty was the apple of her daddy's eye. Sweet 16, she was ready to fly. Can't keep a country girl down on the farm, they say. Strong to the city like a moth to the flame. Times are changing, ain't nothing the same. Soon it will be goodbye, baby, bye-bye-bye. Down on the farm, she's ready. Down on the farm, she's bored. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more. Down on the farm, she's resting. Down on the farm, she can't stay. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Just gotta get away, gotta get away. To country girl, those city lights shine. They keep calling her. Across that line, not a single thing that mama and daddy can do. Gonna break these chains, gonna see those lights like Wilbur and Moore. It's gonna take flight, soon it will be goodbye, baby, bye-bye-bye. Yeah, down on the farm, she's restless. Down on the farm, she's bored. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more. Down on the farm, she's restless. Down on the farm, she can't stay. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Just gotta get away, gotta get away. With a fake ID and her best friend Julie, take Danny's pickup truck. When the sun went down, they were headed for town. Won't be back till the sun comes up. Down on the farm, she's ready. Down on the farm, she's bored. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more. Down on the farm, she's restless. Down on the farm, she's bored.
Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more. Down on the farm, she's restless. Down on the farm, she's bored. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more. Down on the farm, down on the farm. Lights from the city, calling, calling. Country girl can take no more.
Well, I love music that I can dance to, make me feel something, or take into my heart. And I got to tell you something, Todd. I really like this. It really kicks. I like everything you do. But some people think I don't like country music. I don't like cliche country music.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean, where it sounds like that, like everything's kind of forced, like forced into a pattern
right.
or a style.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, my parents both liked music, but they liked different things. My mother loved rock and roll, and if there was a band playing at the grocery, like the grocery store shopping center,
mm-hmm.
they would have bands out there doing Stones and Beatles stuff. She'd take us there, and then my dad would take us down to some fairgrounds where we'd hear people like you know Skeeter Davis and the country
mm-hmm.
stuff. So. I got a good
mm-hmm.
mix of music
yeah, you
in
did.
Life, and so I like the best
you do.
Course, you know, it's authentic.
Yeah, I think that I don't know. It takes a lot of guts to create something original, you know, especially in this generation because everything's so pop driven. You know, it's got to sound like this, it's got to be in this tempo, it's got to have, you know, this content. And, you know, I've addressed this with a lot of program directors and owners of radio stations. And I said, look, you know what? You need to give people something they can really live off of, you know, give them some air. And when I create now and when I look for things that I want to produce or, write or songs pitched to me, you know, I wanted to have some air where you can breathe in it. And if you can breathe in it, you know, and it's, you know, it takes you to a new place. I'm all for that. And if it just, you know, something that you really need, that's deep down in your soul, you know,
mm-hmm.
come on. And, I just think there's so much music out there right now, and I think we've addressed this before, but they force it. They want to generate a different outcome or a different, you know, there's analytics and there's all this statistics and all this stuff, demographics and, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's good music, it's good music. If it moves your soul, it moves your heart, it moves your, you know, you get your brain thinking, you know. You might want to a little bit. So, but that's why I do country music. I do country music because it's from the heart.
Mhm. And yeah, exactly. Something that stays in your heart, something that makes your soul. Whether it makes you first grabs you while you're dancing, and then the words and the meanings grab you later, or if you
right.
maybe have your own interpretation that speaks to you. However it speaks to you. And that's when it matters. And it looks like I've lost you for just a moment, Todd. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a message from a new sponsor and be right back. I know you're going to call back.
The next game changer in the men's fashion industry might just be around the corner with the upcoming launch of Mace in Style, a new international gentleman's fashion boutique store that will offer comfortable and fashionable designer-crafted clothing, accessories, jewelry, watches, as well as health and lifestyle essentials for men, crafted by talented fashion artisans from various corners of the world. Mace in Style offers clothing and accessories for men of different shapes and sizes, from streetwear enthusiasts, the hip-hop street artist, the corporate powerhouse, the prepster, the jock, the rock star, the adventurer, to the all-American throwback, and many others in between. Mates in Style is inspired by the latest trends in fashion, which will help any generation achieve their desired style and look. Visit the pre-launch site now at prelaunch.matesinstyle.com to be a part of this inspiring fashion innovation. Prelaunch.matesinstyle.com.
So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who gonna coach this team. They don't got no talent on
we
it, and I don't really feel like talk.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel like talk about the Knicks right
you
now.
Want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry's Salon, and I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostar, all the comedians.
What about people you that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny,
Chuck.
Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
And, folks, sometimes not terrible is the best you can hope for. Thank you, Charles, and thanks to Mates in Style. To go check out their website, too. And they have lots of deals on men's fashion. So, yeah, if you want to call in and talk, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. And, yeah, Block Talk Radio assures me that that is a toll-free number in the continental U.S. Now, Todd Barrow, I had to step out of the genie bottle for just a moment, but he's back in. Hi, Todd.
Hello. Sorry.
Hey.
We had a bad connection here in Texas.
Here we are. So, tell us about... What kind of, I think I've asked, touched on this a little bit before, but you've had a chance to meet a lot of songwriters and musicians, a lot of artists whom you admire. Could you tell me some of your favorites? I think I've got a picture of you and Charlie Daniels I posted. But could you tell me about some of them and how you met and what you got to learn from each from some of them?
Yeah, my first introduction to country music was with Sonny Burgess, who's in the Texas Hall of Music fame, and he was mentored by Charlie Pride, which is not a small name by any means. And since that time, I've met Randy Travis, and many other legends. In my music career, but Charlie Daniels, I met him in Oklahoma about 4 years ago, and was invited to come and be on the third row of his show, and I was just blown away. This guy was just still, strong vocally on the fiddle, on the guitar, just. Amazing. I was like, how does he do it? And they took me backstage and we had a picture taken and met him, but just a real, real down to earth kind of guy. He just loves music and he loves country music and does it well. But I was blown away. I can't tell you that night was just monumental to me.
I'm sure. Someone like Charlie Daniels, though, he's a multi-instrumentalist, he's a writer, performer. There are a lot of people, though, who can do those things and do music. But when there are people like Charlie who can still, year after year after year, can not only produce but can reach, can just sit there, and when they start to sing, they just reach into people's souls. What do you think difference that keeps somebody like him going and staying and just stay keeping the magic. I mean, it's like a magic. Just keeps this magic.
It is.
It just vibrates through you. Hear him.
I think it's a calling. I mean, when you get down to it, and Sonny Burgess and I have talked about it too many times. We're like, you know, trying to figure this thing out. We're like, why do we do what we do? You know, why do we continue to write songs? We want to be in front of people. We want to get things on the radio. We want to, there's a message there. And really, when it comes down to it, it's just a calling. It's something that, you know, it's divinely given to you from birth. I don't want to get into spiritual things and religious stuff, but I think that there is somebody watching over us, you know, bigger than us, that directs our paths, you know, and connects us and does what needs to be done in this world. As long as you're willing to abide by, you know, the right things in life to do, not harming people and not trying to get over somebody or trying to, you know, harm anyone, but you do the right things in life and you're trying to give back into society and do what's right. But it's a calling from, you know, a bigger something than us.
Sonny,
that's all I can say.
Sonny.
What's that?
Sonny Burgess, isn't he also a Texas guy? A Texan?
He is. He is a Texan. Yeah, he's born in Cleburne. Born in Cleburne, Texas. Yeah, we're both Texans. But he went to Nashville. I mean, he went to Nashville and connected with all the, you know, the big labels. And he was on, I think he was on Tim McGraw label and circuit and things like that. but he's a Texas boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know he's got so Charlie Pride mentored him. Does he? And he is. Can I say he mentored you?
Yep, that's correct. He did.
Which is where I guess he worth ethic, because I was reading up on him and there was a comment, there's a quote he has, and it's on his website too. It said, because remember, Sonny Burgess, as you know, but for people who don't know that are listening, he's not only a CMA artist winner and Texas Country Music Hall of Famer, he had 11 top 10s on the Texas Country Music charts, and he's hosted Fanfare, which is a pretty big deal. He's got a lot of international awards as well. He's played for President George W. Bush during the campaign three times. But he's also talked about how hard he worked in the beginning. He said, this is Sonny, he says, we'd always do what we had to do to make it work. One time my band and I played three gigs in one day. It was one of those seemed like a good idea at the time things. We start off at 10 and just start rearing up like bulls. We damn near dropped dead about 2 a.m. the next morning, finish the last. Kind of what?
That's him.
And I think that, you know, you've got to do what it takes, work ethic as well.
Yeah. I do, and I've played a lot of gigs. I've played at bars where people in the newspaper, you find out later, they're you know, 2 weeks later, there's an article that somebody died in the back of the bar. It's like, what? You know? yeah. Real story stuff. I mean, we killed them, I tell you, you know.
We killed them.
Musically. Knocked them dead, you know. I've done my fair share of the dive bars, you know, and I've played in front of the prestigious people with drinking wine and handing out awards, you know. I think as a country artist, you're not afraid to go anywhere. You're willing to go into the low places, and you're willing to go into the high places. I think that's what sets us apart.
That's a very good point. And I think this is in an equal measure, and maybe that's why, and maybe these two things balance, is that I know from people who have intended or been a part of fanfare, being artists or fans, country music fans don't leave you when you don't have something in the charts.
Right. That's true. They don't. That's the truth.
It's not I used to love that band. It's I love that band.
Yeah, and it's what they stand for. It's their message. You know, I like the Zac Brown Band. I set them as an example between, and they're not Texas, but you know, they didn't compromise with Nashville standards. You know, and they're just like, this is what we do. We're a bunch of rednecks. You know, we play country music. Where it goes is where it goes, and I think that that's what country music should be. You know, you're not selling out to some kind of agent or some kind of commercial or somebody going to buy you out. You stick to your gut. You know, you stick to what you set out to do. And in the long run, it'll pay off big time, I believe.
I think there was a comment from somebody who had bought, because you can buy your music on your website. And remember, it's toddbarrowmusic.com. Somebody put, crazy, fun, country music. Experience amazing. and you got some great titles, too, that I'm going to let people. You got to go there. I can't tell you everything, people. You got to go to the website yourself and find it. But, yeah, you got a store on your page. You got, this is such a good website. When you start to write a song, do you sit down with a purpose, like I need to write a ballad for this next CD, or I need to write a dance, something people can dance to, or do you have a focus in mind, or they're just different ways? It has to bear just a stupid question, because I'm not a songwriter. My husband is, but I'm not, so I'm just amazed by the whole process.
Oh, is he? Well, that's awesome. Well, I'd love to hear some of his stuff. He wants to pitch to me. I love songwriters. You know, songs come in different variations. I'm more an emotional guy. I have to see a picture. There's phrases that will hit me. People will be talking in a conversation, and I'll hear something, I'll be like, oh, okay, I like that topic, you know. There's melodies that hit me. There's just so many ways that it comes. Sometimes I get a melody and I'll just start to record that melody. There's times when I'll hear an emotional topic and I'll start to write down just words that, you know, can trigger things, you know, to relate back to that topic, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like an artist. You're like painting. You know, you're like, okay, so that word goes there, okay, put that there, like that melody, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, yes, okay, I got it, you know, and you're like, is it the rhythm right? Yeah, okay, it feels good, okay, 4-4, 3-4, 2-4, you know, whatever, you know, and it just all starts to come together. But I will tell you this, that the songs that have really struck me the hardest are songs that come in like 30 seconds or 1 minute, and they happen. And I'll be playing my guitar, I'll be on the piano, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, here we go, it's flowing, you know, boom, 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 and there it is, magic. But it doesn't happen that often. A lot of it's just work. It's just hard work. You get in the music lab and you start to, you know, like a scientist, you know, like a mad scientist, and putting stuff together. But there are some times when songs just hit you and you're like, okay, I got it. I feel it. Boom. And you know that it's just complete. But there's a lot of processes out there. There's a lot of people that try to courses and things like that, but I'm going to tell you this, that most of those courses that they teach, songwriting courses, will never write you a hit song or a chart topper, never, or get you a Grammy. It just won't. I'm sorry, but
I'm sorry to tell you. For the modern music, it's just too formulaic. I want some soul. I want some feeling in there. I want to know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have emotion. Yeah.
Well,
you got some kind of attachment. Exactly.
Yeah. You got to make them wonder, as Jimmy Webb said from the beginning, like with his song, "By the Time I Get to Phoenix," you know, she'll be right. He said, you want them to think, who's going to Phoenix? Who's going to be rising? Why isn't he there? You know, why? What kind of notes are you going to leave her? You start to be curious.
Right.
From the outside.
Yeah.
You're also, as well as a musician, writer, performer, you're also a producer. So when you start to write a song, is your mind already thinking about the end game and production, or do you not get to that yet? You just work out the song first?
Well, it's, you know, it can happen in different ways. But the studio is where you can really paint the picture. You're creating a film, a movie. Let's say that. When you write a song, you've got 3 minutes, if not that or more. In country music, 3 minutes is kind of the norm to cut off on radio airplay. Just FYI. But in pop music, you might can go to 4 minutes. You might can go to 4:50, as I've been told by some of these program directors. But in the end, you're looking to paint the final picture. You want to make sure everybody's seen everything they need to see. They hear everything they need to hear. They see what they want to see, and you've done it well. You know, at the end of that song, from the beginning to the end of that product, and I know when I've done that. I just know. You know, people that work with me in the studio, we all agree. We get together. We're like, okay, this is where we need to, you know, finalize this and kick it off. So, but it's a process, you know, and it doesn't happen just overnight. You know, there's times when you go in the studio and you do some do some tracks and you're like, okay, well, let's revisit that in about a couple of days or so. You know, well-written songs, well-produced songs, you take time with. You don't just rush it. And you can hear songs that are rushed if you're an expert in the business. Yeah. So there's just so many things, so many ins and outs to come out with a final product that you want. But when you're artistic and you have that brain that thinks like that, it's you can get pretty crazy. And I think I would drive a lot of people nuts in the studio. Just saying.
Got a lot going on, and you've been so generous with your time tonight. I know things are. So I'm going to let you go. If you don't mind, I'd like to take us out with Just Like Whiskey. And, you know, I don't mean to get on your nerves, but you know I still want you to come to Atlanta and Asheville and get down south, and I'll be there in the front row with my posse, if I can get to the front row. So.
Well, I'll be in Nashville March 16th. Two old
All
hippies.
Right. Sounds good. At Nashville and Asheville, too. North Tennessee and then Asheville, North Carolina. And Atlanta, Georgia.
North Carolina.
All right. Okay, ToddBarrelMusic.com, folks. I'll be sharing all of his information on my social media.
Every guy's head spins when you walk in, looking around this bar like you lost something.
You lost something.
They can't see you're looking for me. smile and shake my head, but don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
When your brown eyes lock on mine, they'll see the truth. You and me are strong as moonshine, and your kiss is the proof. You're like a shot of top shelf bourbon that calms my mind. Sweet smile outshines the brightest neon light. When I go numb from your warm touch till my feet can't feel the ground, you know I stay stoned on your love. You always get to me just like